National Broadcasting Company presents Radio City Playhouse, Attraction 60, Problem Child. Ladies and gentlemen, here is the director of Radio City Playhouse, Harry W. Junkin.
Thank you, Fred Collins, and a hearty welcome, everyone, to Radio City Playhouse. This afternoon, our leading role is played by a young actor named Ivan Curry. The most significant bit of information about Mr. Curry is that he is just 12 years old. We think his performance is remarkable at any age, but really extraordinary for one of his tender years. He is supported mainly by Mr. Butch Cavell, aged 10. So, this afternoon, Radio City Playhouse salutes the younger generation of actors. Here, then, is our show, Problem Child, by Joel Hamill, starring Ivan Curry as Gerald, Attraction 60 on Radio City Playhouse.
There was something between the two little boys that Frida didn't understand. Toby, her Toby, was gentle, with a ready smile and an engaging honesty. Gerald was different. Gerald, of course, was the son of the house. Toby was only the housekeeper's little boy. Was that the difference, or was there something inevitably evil about Gerald? They were playing on the dining room floor, paying no attention to Frida as she vacuumed the rug in the hall. They never played together for very long without something happening.
Gerald, please don't! I asked you before not to... Ouch! Gerald!
Shut up! Do what you're told!
Gerald, don't!
Cry! That's right, cry! Always crying!
Hey, Gerald, please, Toby, alone!
Sissy, take that!
Gerald!
Oh, for heaven's sake, Gerald, you've been picking on Toby all morning. Can't you leave him alone? Do you have to keep bullying him all the time?
Oh, don't cry, Toby. Don't cry.
As old as I am and bigger. You don't bully people bigger than you.
Don't cry, darling.
He hit me.
Here, take Mother's handkerchief and wipe your face.
He's ignorant, that's what. Ignorant.
I am not ignorant. Oh, Gerald, get out of the dining room.
And just why should I get out of the dining room?
Because I'm telling you to.
As if that were a reason. Next thing you'll threaten to tell my mother.
Yes, I will. All right, Toby?
Yes. Well, go on. Tell her. She's ignorant, too. You're all ignorant here. It's a house full of ignorant people. And everyone who comes here is ignorant. Except Uncle Martin.
Oh, Gerald, for 9 years of age.
There. That better, Toby?
I'm sorry for crying, Mother. Go on, Frida. Tell Mother. Here she comes now.
Frida, I think Mr. Sands will come for dinner tonight, and I... Frida, what is it? Toby, you've been crying. What's happened?
What always happens. Ask him, Mrs. Evans. Ask your son.
Yes. Ask me, Mother.
Gerald.
I said Frida's our servant, and since Toby's her son, he must be my servant.
Gerald, you know you've no right to say such a thing.
If it's true, I have the right. And isn't it true?
It certainly is not. Apologize at once to Frida and Toby.
Ha ha, that's a laugh. Excuse me, there are some things I have to do.
Gerald, come back here.
Sorry, Mother, I'm busy.
Frida, I don't know what to say. Toby did. Gerald was just teasing.
Teasing? Mrs. Evans, enough is enough. I'm sorry. Really, I'm terribly sorry, but I'm giving you my notice.
Frida.
Yes, I am. I'm finished. I'm sorry, but I am finished.
Frida, that's absurd.
You'll have to get yourself another housekeeper. I'll take Toby and we'll leave tomorrow.
You don't know what you're saying.
Oh, yes, Mrs. Evans, I know. For Toby's sake, we've got to go away from here. It isn't your fault. You've been very good to us.
Frida, I just won't listen to this sort of talk. You've been here how long now? 8 years, nine?
10.
Since long before Mr. Evans died. This is your home, Frida. Toby's home. Toby, you like it here, don't you?
I don't like Gerald.
Frida, please don't uproot Toby.
I'll speak to Gerald. Honestly, I will. But you can't just leave us. Toby's happy in his school. He's doing wonderfully well. It wouldn't be fair to take him away to a new environment. It simply wouldn't be fair.
Toby, will you go out into the yard, please?
Yes, Mother.
You say it wouldn't be fair, Mrs. Evans.
Of course it wouldn't be fair. Toby's schooling is very important.
See him and Gerald. You see how your boy makes him suffer. You see how he hurts him, makes him cry, he treats him like dirt. Is that fair? Toby is a good boy. My boy is a good boy.
Of course he is, Frieda.
Your boy is not good.
Frieda, please.
No, he isn't, and you know he isn't. He's got bad things in him, your Gerald. I feel sorry for him.
Frieda, you just don't understand. He isn't like other children. We must make allowances for him.
He hurts, and he likes to hurt. There's hate in him. I've seen it. Real hate, and not like a child who gets over hate in a minute.
Frieda, he's only 9. He'll outgrow it.
I was here when he was born. He never cries. He never cried once, not even as a baby. Crying is children's business. That's not for him.
But I just can't imagine you and Toby leaving us.
It's Toby you want here, Mrs. Evans. Not me so much. A cook is a cook, but Toby, he's the only child in this house.
Frieda.
It's true. The real child is Toby. The child you would have liked to have had.
Frieda, please.
Get mad if you like. Toby is the child in this house. You've been good to him. I admit that. You give him things no other woman would give a cook's child. I am glad you love him. I love him, too. But the love you give my Toby is the love Gerald won't take.
Frieda, if that's the way you... Frieda, you can't leave. You can't.
Look, we are both widows, Mrs. Evans. Women without men. But you were luckier. You were left with money. You've given things to Toby I could never afford. I appreciate it, and I thank you. But now I must look at the bad as well as the good.
Frieda, please, don't do anything for a few days. Think it over. I'll speak to Gerald. I'll maybe do more than that.
Maybe you'll what?
Please, Frieda, think it over. And now I'd like to talk about dinner. Mr. Sands will be here around 6. I'd like to have something especially nice because I think he will...
What's the matter, Solemn Face? All through the apple pie, you looked as tortured as Joan of Arc.
I'm sorry, Martin. Why don't you have a drink?
I don't want a drink. I want you.
It's Gerald.
Oh, well, that's nothing new.
He's persecuting Toby.
Well, kids always persecute somebody. When I was his age, nobody on the street could even stand me.
And he hates me.
Oh, nonsense.
He does.
Beth, you know the score. Gerald has a mentality years ahead of himself. His IQ blows the top off the gauges. You can't expect a young genius to behave like ordinary kids.
I wish he were less of a genius.
Then he wouldn't be Gerald.
He has nothing but contempt for all of us, particularly for me.
Oh, that's absurd.
It isn't absurd. If Will were alive, Gerald would idolize him. Will, the scientist, the college professor, Gerald would like that. Yes, they'd have made ideal companions.
Yeah, sit around and haggle over the quantum theory.
I'm worried, Mike. I'm very worried.
Say, that kid's really roughed you up, hasn't he?
Yes.
Beth, dear, if you'd only...
Normally I'm not hypersensitive, but he seems to have a talent, a positive talent for proving himself superior to me in every way, and I've absolutely no control over it. I can't cope with him, and he knows it. Martin, I'm not stupid. Maybe I'm biased a little because he's my own flesh and blood,
Beth.
But I... Yes?
Beth, how many times have I asked you to marry me? No, don't even answer that. Let me put it like this.
No,
Yes, because this concerns your problem with Gerald. You know, the kid likes me. For some strange reason, he's really very fond of me.
Yes, thank you.
Now, with a guy around, a guy like me, for instance, he might even develop into something... Well, something a little less abnormal. I'm sure it would be good for him.
That's a very generous
I'm not trying to be generous. Can't you say you love me?
I'm confused, Martin. It's barely a year since Will died.
And you know how he felt about maudlin sentiment. He approached life the way you'd expect a scientist would. I'm sure, Beth, if the situation were reversed and he were me, he'd be darned impatient with your reasoning.
Martin, darling, you're a very wonderful person. I need you very much.
Oh, Beth, Beth.
Uncle Martin, I was wondering if you'd be able to...
Well, it's all right, Gerald. Come on in. Say, I'm sorry about yesterday.
That's all right.
I might have telephoned you that I couldn't come, but, well, you see, that house I'm designing for the Fullers is giving me a headache. He wants modern, she wants French provincial.
Yes, you told me about that 2 days ago.
Oh. Oh, yeah, so I did. Well, anyway, I still should have phoned you, Gerald.
Were you kissing Mother?
Yes, Gerald, I was.
Why?
Gerald, you'd better go and get ready for bed.
Don't interrupt me, Mother. Uncle Martin, I asked you a question.
Well, I was kissing her because I love her and I've asked her to marry me.
Marry?
Yes, and that means...
I know what it means.
Well, it means you can drop the uncle stuff,
you're
Gerald.
You're so grim, darling. You're fond of Martin, aren't you?
You use the same room. You and she. Just like she did with my father.
Well, I presume so.
Gerald, please don't be...
You can't. You can't do it.
Wait a minute. Now, look, young fellow, what are you...
Uncle Martin, you mustn't. It's just a trick of hers to take you away from me.
Gerald, please.
Darling, don't be like that.
It's a trick to steal you from me. That's the reason. Uncle Martin, listen. I'll tell you something. Something you never knew. I'll even say it before her. She killed my father. She killed him.
Gerald, what are you saying?
I swear she did it. I swear it. It wasn't an accident. It wasn't.
Well, you hard little...
Wait, Beth. Let him finish.
She killed my father because he loved me more than her. We were friends like you and me. We talked about things she couldn't understand. She was jealous and she killed him.
Now, Gerald, look, I...
Don't marry her, Uncle Martin. Same thing could happen to you. Don't marry her. She's ignorant. Take me away. Just the two of us.
Go to your room.
You can't marry her. You can't. I won't let you marry her. I won't. I won't.
I said go to your room.
She's just trying to steal you and take you away from me. Just the way she did with my father.
Oh, Beth, darling, don't take it like that, please. I love you so much. Can't you understand that? Please, darling. We'll straighten Gerald out somehow.
Mrs. Evans, I've been thinking over what we said a couple of weeks ago, and I've made up my mind that there's only one thing for Toby and I to do. I'm terribly sorry, Mrs. Evans, but we're going to leave here.
Frieda, don't.
Why?
Because I've been up to see Gerald's schoolteacher. They've asked me to take him out of school.
Expelled?
No. Well, amounts to the same thing, I guess. I'm sending him away.
Oh?
And sending him to a private school where they think they can help him.
He'll be leaving next Monday. That's just a week, Frieda. He'll be away from here all winter, away at school. Maybe when he comes back at Christmas, he'll be better. Will you try it, Frieda? Please, Frieda. For me.
All right. All right, I will. But if things don't change, Well, if he is away, I guess it will be better.
I think it will. It's terrible to have to say it, but I think it will.
Mrs. Evans.
Yes?
Why don't you... Well, I remember my father once whipped my brother when he was bad, until he couldn't whip him anymore.
Do you really think that would do Gerald any good?
Well... No, I guess perhaps it wouldn't do him any good at all.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going away to my new school tomorrow, Toby.
Yes, I know.
And I'm having a party today.
I know.
Did I invite you? I can't remember.
Yes.
And, of course, you accepted. Will you miss me when I'm away, Toby?
No.
Neither will I miss you, so it's all right.
Let's get on with our marbles.
I don't care for marbles, really. Why don't you play with my mother?
Cheryl, you're so smart. Can you tell me why
I probably can. What is it?
Why aren't you nice? Like your mother?
I never had a mother.
Everybody has a mother.
You only have a mother if you want a mother. I never, ever had a mother.
Aren't you your mother's son?
I only had a father.
You know what I heard the other day?
I'm sure it was very interesting.
Your mother loves me very much. My mother wanted us to leave here. But your mother wouldn't let her take me away.
Go on.
Your mother said she loved me very much. And it would hurt her if I was gone.
You're such a fool, Toby. She doesn't really love you. She said something like that. It was just to get me jealous.
She's crying. Is she? You're going away and she isn't crying, is she? She cried and my mother said we might go.
You're a liar, Toby. Elizabeth loves me more than anything in the world.
Elizabeth? What a thing to call your mother by her naked name.
She loves me more than anyone or anything. She'd give everything if I would love her. Just a bit. But I won't. Shh. What's the matter?
Here she comes.
Well, is this where you two are? I've been looking all over for you.
Well, now you found us.
I didn't know you were dressed for the party.
Well, we are. So now you know.
And Elizabeth, would you like to play marbles with us?
All right, darling. Everything's ready for the party anyway. What do I do? Sit on the floor?
Yes, you have to.
All right. There.
If you'll pardon me, I have some things to do before my guests arrive.
Now, 6 marbles for you, and 6 for me. See, they're soldiers. It's an army, Aunt Elizabeth.
An army?
We'll let Gerald go if he wants to. This square on the rug is the fortress, and this white marble's the captured queen. Now, with your armies, you got to shoot away my soldiers guarding the queen, if you want to save them.
Which, of course, I do.
With your thumb, Aunt Elizabeth. Your thumb.
Why did Gerald go out, Toby?
Eh? I mean, pardon?
Why did he go out? What were you talking about before I came into the room?
Nothing.
Nothing?
No.
I see. I thought he looked sort of funny. I thought he...
Miss Evans, Gerald said you wanted to see me. Is there something I can do?
Why, no, Frieda. Oh... When you go out to the kitchen, don't examine the whipped cream on the cake too closely. And don't say anything to Gerald.
Didn't you tell him you wanted to see me?
No, but don't scold him. It's his last day. Just pretend I did send for you.
You don't have to pretend, Frieda. I lied to you, and I admit it. I just wanted to take some punch, and I didn't think you'd let me.
Anything else, Mrs. Evans?
No, thank you, Frieda. Gerald, it was very nice of you to bring Toby some punch.
It's a custom. When men want bygones to be bygones and part friends, they lift a glass to each other. If you look into Venetian history, you'll find it's a common custom. Shaking hands is stupid anyhow.
I see.
I'm sure you do. Here, Toby.
May I, Aunt Elizabeth?
Oh, take it.
Yes, dear, take it. Oh, good gracious, somebody's early. Now, don't you boys be too long. Come into the living room as soon as you're through.
All right.
Thanks for the punch, Joe.
Am I such a bad friend, Toby?
No.
Well, drink your punch.
I don't like it.
You've got to drink it anyway. It's a toast.
What's that?
Words fitting the occasion. We'll drink to our mothers. And to both of yours, if I have none.
I just don't understand you, Gerald.
Oh, drink it. I can't keep my guests waiting. That's it. Together.
Oh,
Matt, 9 children's party's fun.
Yep, for the kids.
Look at Gerald.
Yeah, seems to be in rare form. Gay, lying, gracious.
At least he's a good host.
But, there seems to be something. I don't know what it is.
Do you notice it, too?
Notice what?
What you said.
Well, I was just putting my thoughts into words without thinking.
He's so strange, is that it?
Yeah, forced.
Well, Martin, it's probably just the excitement. Trouble is, we judge him according to our own adult standards.
Huh? Heaven help anyone who judges him any other way.
Martin, make yourself useful. Start the games or something. That little fellow over there.
Sure.
Mrs. Evans! Hold it! Mrs. Evans!
Martin!
Come on, Beth.
Rita, please.
Oh, he did it. He poisoned him. Gerald poisoned him. You're Gerald. You're a monster.
Rita, dear, please stop crying. Please.
Oh, we should have gone before this happened. It's my fault, staying in the same house with that maniac of a child.
Rita, you've got to control yourself. The doctor said...
The doctor doesn't know yet. He can't tell. Oh, yes. Yes, Mrs. Evans, I'll control myself. I want to be controlled when the police get here.
Police?
I phoned the police. I'm telling you, Mrs. Evans, if I lose my boy, you'll lose yours.
Gerald, why did you put the disinfectant in Toby's punch?
I didn't.
You're lying.
What makes you think I did? Why am I blamed for everything? Has it occurred to you that Frida's been jealous over the way Toby and my mother have been getting along? Frida has good reason
to... Oh, for Pete's sake, shut up!
But I was only trying to show you.
You gave Toby the glass. Understand, you even called it a Venetian custom. I suppose you were thinking of the Borgia's poison cup.
Uncle Martin, must we be so melodramatic?
Gerald, I'm determined not to lose my temper with you, but you make it very difficult for me. I'm trying to show you. You're traveling up a blind, hopeless, unhappy road. Now, one day, clever as you think you are, Gerald, you're going to have to face yourself and see what you're doing with your life. Oh, Beth. Beth, how is he?
The doctor says he's going to be all right. Crisis is past.
Oh, thank God for that.
Get out of here, Gerald. Go upstairs, go anywhere, but get out of here.
All right. I didn't want to stay anyway.
Do you want a drink, dear?
No, I just want to sit here and shut my eyes. Toby's all right. He won't die, but he'll be very sick for a long time. Burned his stomach.
Oh, Beth, honey, please.
It's all right, Martin. I'm not going to be hysterical. I'm feeling very calm.
And Frida?
What you might expect.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Evans, but we have the doctor's report. I'm trying to be as gentle as I can, but I'm afraid the boy's case will have to go to a juvenile court.
No.
The lieutenant's only doing what he has to do, darling.
My son knows nothing about this. Mrs. Raddick was mistaken, justifiably so, because she doesn't know either. The punch with the disinfectant in it was intended for her. I should know because I put it in.
Mrs. Evans, you've told me that 5 times. Believe me, there's no point in lousing up the case.
Beth, this is plain crazy. Why do you persist in this fantastic story?
Shut up, can't you? The poison was intended for Frida. We quarreled. She threatened me. That's all.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, Martin, for heaven's sake, understand. Understand.
Sure, we all understand. All right, Mrs. Evans. Let's go downtown where we can have your statement, phony as it is. And Mr. Sands, I'll leave the boy with you. I may want him. And there's not going to be any nonsense about it if I do.
But I don't see why she had to say she did it.
I just don't understand.
She happens to love you more than anything in the world. That's why.
But she didn't do it. I did it. I poisoned Toby. I just don't see why Elizabeth ought to say she did it.
I hardly expected you would, Gerald.
I don't know why things are like this. I'm always apart from everyone. Everyone hates me. Why does everyone hate me, Martin? Why am I like this? She didn't do it. I did it. I don't know why I did it, except that I'm bad. What's the matter with me, Uncle Martin? What's the matter with me? Why does everybody hate me?
Oh, no, look, Jerry, look. Your mother doesn't hate you. She loves you. And I love you, Gerald, and you're not bad. You're not bad at all. You're just a little bit sick, that's all. Now, your mother and I, we want to help you. But you've got to want that help.
They'll put her in jail. They'll put her in a cell. I can't let them, Martin. I can't. Oh, Martin, what'll I do?
That's up to you to decide.
If I went down to the police station and told the truth, said I did it, would that help?
Yes, Gerald. I think it would.
Then take me to her, Uncle Martin. Oh, take me to Elizabeth.
To whom?
Take me to my mother. I want my mother.
Just heard Problem Child, Attraction 60 on Radio City Playhouse, as written by Joel Hamill. Ivan Curry, age 12, starred as Gerald. Butch Cavell, age 10, was Toby. Other players in the cast were Bryna Rayburn, Mixie Gould, Bernard Grant, and Louis Van Ruten. The music was composed and conducted by Dr. Roy Shield. Radio City Playhouse is directed and produced for the National Broadcasting Company by Harry W. Junkin.
This is Harry Junkin again. Next week on Radio City Playhouse, Deception, starring Jan Miner, which will come to you from the new studios of Station WIS in Columbia, South Carolina. That's Deception, starring Jan Miner, next week on Radio City Playhouse. Good afternoon, everybody.
Today is Sunday, and the First Lady of the American Theater, Helen Hayes, stars on Theater Guild on the Air this evening on NBC. The production, Noel Coward's popular Still Life, with David Niven in a co-starring role and a top supporting cast. You'll hear this eventful performance, Helen Hayes and David Niven, on Theater Guild on the Air this evening on NBC. This is Fred Collins speaking. Now stay tuned for James Melton and Harvest of Stars on NBC. Melton and Harvest of Stars on NBC.